With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforest and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures titled, The True Cost of Meat.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Even if the world reduces greenhouse gas emissions, the planet will take time to recover from the gases already in the atmosphere. This is why it is necessary to focus on short-lived gases, namely methane. Methane traps at least 72 times more heat than CO2, average over a 20-year period. Methane's biggest source is the livestock industry, which is indeed one of the top causes of global warming that must be stopped. But first, please allow me to share just some of the latest evidence of the impacts of climate change on humans and animals' lives. Here we have first Arctic melt. The Arctic or North Pole may be ice-free by 2012, 70 years ahead of IPCC estimations. Without the protective ice to reflect sunlight, 90% of the sun's heat can enter the open water, thus accelerating global warming. The change in Arctic ice covers is dramatic, with a climatologist saying that only 10% now is older and thick ice, while over 90% is newly formed and thin. Another Arctic change is the thawing of permafrost, a normally frozen layer of Earth containing methane stores. The thawing of this layer in recent years has caused methane to be released, with atmospheric levels that have risen sharply since 2004. Further global warming beyond a 2 degrees Celsius rise could cause billions of tons more of methane to be released into the atmosphere, leading to mass extinctions of life on this planet. As the massive ice sheet of Greenland and the Antarctic continue to melt as well, catastrophic sea level rise and stronger storms are expected to follow. If the entire West Antarctic sheet melts, global average sea levels would rise at least by 3.5 meters, affecting over 3.2 billion people. That is half of the world population who lived within 200 miles of coastline. And U.S. scientists from the National Snow and Ice Data Center now say that if all of Antarctica were to melt, the sea level could rise to a much higher level than expected. Some say even up to 70 meters, which means more deadly to all lives on Earth. Next problem, we have land sinking and climate refugees. Right now, at least 18 islands have completely submerged around the world, with more than 40 other island nations at risk from rising sea levels. A report from the International Organization for Migration stated that there may be 200 million or even up to 1 billion people will be climate refugees by 2050, or within our lifetime. These are people who must leave their island or coastal homes due to rising sea levels or permafrost melts that cause entire communities or nations to sink and collapse. Next problem we have, glacier retreat and water shortage. Most of the planet's glaciers will be gone within a few decades, jeopardizing the survival of more than 2 billion people. 1 billion of these people will suffer the effects of the Himalayan glacier retreat, which have been occurring at a pace more rapid than anywhere in the world. With two-thirds of the region's more than 18,000 glaciers receding. Of glacier melt are destructive floods and landslide. As the glacier ice retreat continues, reduced rainfall, devastating droughts, and water shortages are the result. Oceanic dead zones. Climate change is creating areas of sea known as dead zones, which now number more than 400. These arise due to fertilizer runoff, largely from livestock, contributing to the lack of oxygen, which is necessary to support life. Now we have also a record heat. The past decade has twice at least seen the hottest average annual temperatures ever recorded in our planet's history. In 2003, a record heat wave hit Europe, claiming tens of thousands of lives. Heat waves also preceded the worst wildfires ever in Australia's history. Next, storms increasing. The intensity and duration of hurricanes and tropical storms have been noted to increase, by 100% over the past 30 years, with scientists at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, in the USA, say it's likely due to climate-related increases in ocean temperature. Next, we have wildlife disappearance. Leading ecologists say that the decline of wildlife due to species extinction is so rapid that there is no modern comparison. Scientists also now predicted that the Earth's 16,000 endangered species may become extinct 100 times faster than previously thought. Next, we have drought, desertification. In Nepal and Australia, wildfires this year have been severely intensified by drought conditions. In Africa, people in Somalia, Ethiopia, and Sudan, to name just a few, have been crippled by drought. According to the United Nations, desertification, which often results from felling too many trees and damages that occurs from such activities as cattle grazing, is affecting the well-being of more than 1.2 billion people in more than 100 countries at risk. Precious freshwater supplies are also drying up, such as aquifers under the major cities of Beijing, Delhi, Bangkok, and dozens of other regions, such as the Midwestern United States, while the river Ganges, Jordan, Nile, and Yangtze have been reduced to a trickle for much of the year. In China, worst drought in 5 decades. Vital crops were lost in at least 12 northern provinces, costing the nation billions of U.S. dollars in drought relief to farmers with losses. Next, we have human health problem. According to Swiss-based research, climate change is already responsible for some 315,000 deaths a year, with another 325 million people who are severely affected. This comes in addition to an economic loss of $125 billion every year. The worst affected are developing nations in Africa, with other very threatened areas being in South Asia and small island nations. Okay, we have enough with problem, but we have solutions to this problem. It might not be that early, but it's still not too late. We still can rescue our home, planet home. Okay, number one solution is vegan, organic vegan. Veganism will save our world. Now, many of these areas where we are seeing such devastating effects of climate change, such as Arctic melt, land sinking, water shortage, from glacier melt, and even storms increasing, are all directly related to the Earth's temperature increasing. So we must cool the planet, first and foremost. And the best way to stop global warming is to stop producing the greenhouse gases that create the heat. Logical, no? Yes. We already know about the efforts to reduce emissions, such as from industry and transportation. But changes in these sectors are taking too much time, more than we can afford at this rate, at this hour. One of the most effective and fastest way to reduce the heat in the atmosphere is to eliminate methane production. Methane not only traps up to 72 times more heat than carbon, it also goes away from the atmosphere much faster than CO2. So if we stop producing methane, the atmosphere will cool more quickly than if we stop producing carbon dioxide. See what I mean? Organic vegan will produce beneficial cooling effects as it will cut down methane and other greenhouse gases which are fatal to our survival. We now can see how imperative it is to stop the warming of the planet with the greenness of all green policies and actions. The most compassionate, the most heroic, the most life-saving action, that is the vegan diet. Organic vegan, to be exact, is better for your health as well. It is the long-term insurance against climate change. We must be the solution and encourage others with all the convincing and supporting scientific, physical, and moral data that is available to us. So they do the same. Adopting a plant-based diet can halt as much as 80% of global warming, eradicate world hunger, stop war, promote peace, and it will free up the Earth's water as well as many other precious resources, offering a lifeline for the planet and for humanity. In short, it will very quickly halt many of the global problems facing us right now. Therefore, it is vital that we change our lifestyle. It's very easy to do it. Setting a noble example for others to follow and do our part to bring to the public's attention the urgent climate change issues and its solutions. The foremost being vegan diet, the vegan diet, to safeguard our precious planet. It is time to walk the talk because there is not much time left now.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. a solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
We appreciate your constant company, caring viewers, for this series of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's insightful lectures titled The True Cost of Meat. You've been watching Between Master and Disciples right here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. Coming up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News. Farewell for now, and God bless.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.